Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Pax, Master Time. His disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" He said, "No man knows the end time, even the angels that bow down before my Father daily. They do not know the end time. But when you see walls and ruins of walls, earthquake in diverse places, pestilence, famine, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. It used to be kingdom against kingdom. But now today, there is house against house. The mother rises up against the father. The father rises up against the mother. The children rise up against the father. The father rises up against the children. There are famine, there are pestilence. Hunger is on the rampage. Our beloved, they are. Crime is to worldwide high. The criminals, the police are hiding from the criminals. In lieu of the criminals, hiding from the police. The policemen are hiding from the criminals. They are themselves are part of the crime, our beloved. What a day in which we now live. See, so it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So shall it be in the days in the coming of the Son of Man. Our beloved, the homosexual, are petitioning the authority, and they are getting their way to get married. Every day you see another group of homosexuals chanting in the street. They are won the rights to marry men, marrying men. Woman married and woman. How can this be? The Lord said, Adam and Eve in the garden to multiply. As they lost their holy state, to multiply. One man or one woman replenished the earth. My friend, today, what we are seeing today is fulfillment of the prophecy. So it was in the days of Noah. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage. My friend, and the flood came upon them. Because they pay no heed, as Noah built the ark. His song was, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." My friend, That very song is singing over the land today. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My friend, today, you have an opportunity to repent of your sin. But yes, so it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were given marriage, and so he stole Lot to take his family and flee to the mountain. My friends, and as Noah was on his way, his wife looked back, and the Bible tells me she become a pillar of salt, even unto this day. If you ever go in the area of the world, you will see Lot's wife turn into a pillar of salt. My friends, they were having a good time. So it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. My friend, it is not just a story. It is a reality. The people today are living the identical life of those that were living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Men marrying men, women marrying women. The same as in the days of the flood, as Noah preached repentance, they were saying, where in the world this man will get the water to float such a boat? Didn't they know, amen, they failed to understand that my God can do everything. He can do all things. And when the spoken word out of his mouth, I want you to be assured that it will come to pass. Nor preach repentance daily, and the people mock him. But beloved, when the flood, when the Lord opened the windows of heaven and unshackled the foundation of the earth, and the water began to rain, and the flood began to pour, They remember, and they knocked on the door to Noah, said, open unto us. But Noah said, it's too late. My friend, they are. Many folks today who is waiting for the last hour, the last call to repentance. My friend, there will not be no last call. There will be last call for child. There will be last call for male. There will be last call before the light goes out. But there will not be no last call for repentance. The call is today. It says, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, For in the days of provocation, when your forefathers cry unto me, amen, today is the day. My friends, I'm here to remind you. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. I'm here to remind you. Today is a day of salvation. Today can be your day. And you call upon the name of the Lord. Know ye not that this world, he placed a rainbow in the sky after the flood to remind himself that this world will not be destroyed by water anymore. But I'm going to rain fire down. I'm going to rain fire and destroy this world. And I'll make a new world where the saints of God can live eternally. My friends, my neighbors, brothers and sisters, tarry not. Why not tonight? Why not make him your friend? He will come in, take his abode. He will live in you. He will guide you. He'll be your comfort. He'll be your help. He'll be a rock in the weary land. A rock that you can hide. In the storm of life are raising, the billows are tossing and high. You can hide in the bosom of Jesus. You can hide. Amen. Say, rock of ages, claim for me. Let me hide myself in thee. You still have a hiding place. You still have a hiding place. You do can't be like Jonah. On his way to Tarshish. Yeah, throw me overboard. I got a hiding place. Yes, his hiding place is in Jesus. Our beloved, you too can have this hiding place. You too. You too. Who said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the blind, the dumb, the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bare. Who's ever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The dumb receive speech. The blind will see. The lame will walk. The weary, give you rest for the weary. Water, thirsty, bread for the hungry. So you're weary and sad. Your soul will be glad. Naked, give you a garment of righteousness. He put a of your heart of flesh, that you love everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come to thee these days, daily. To my past, I've been redeemed. I am his disciple. I had been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Singing a song that angel can sing. I have been redeemed. My friends, my neighbors, my face is set, my gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is rugged, my companion of few. And my God is reliable. And my mission is clear. I won't look back. I cannot be bought. With all the gold, with all the rice in China, need the gold in Kentucky. Compromise to lay the loot at all. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Here's a thing in the present adversity. Negotiate at a table of my enemy. Pander at the pool of popularity of mending in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't. Stayed up, paid up. Preach up for the cause of Jesus. I am his disciple. And when he comes, he shall know me by the print of the nail in his hand. And I shall know him by his blood applied to my heart. Our beloved, where shall you be when the last trumpet sounds? When the dead in Christ shall rise. And those who are remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. What a day. What a day, my friends. Are you ready? The word today is, are you ready for that great day of his wrath? There is a glad day coming, those who are ready. There is a sad day coming, those who are not ready. Which one of those? You. Who are you? Where are you? Where? Said you'll be running to the rock and the mountains if all on us or the great day of his wrath has come. And who shall be able to stand? Fall on us. The rock. Will skip away like lambs. There is no hiding place but in Jesus. My friends, today, if you call upon whosoever call upon him shall be saved. Remember today, because it's a day, where shall you be in the last trumpet sound? My friends, it's Dr. Cox. You can call 305-836-9545. Or if you're in the, you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Or you're in the city of Miami, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, where the Tabernacle is 33147. You may write, or you may come by and hear the testimony of those who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And they are singing a song that the angels cannot sing. I has been redeemed, our beloved. And you too, amen, will be able, you too, will be able to sing the song if you only say, Lord, save me. They're singing the song that the angel can't sing. You say, who are these that are wearing white garments? And whence comest thou? These are they that's coming. These are they that came from great tribulation. These are they that have their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb, and as white as that snow. These are they that pay the price. These are they that talk the talk. These are they that walk the walk. These are they that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And now they are singing the song that the angels can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Our beloved, today, the scripture teaching today will be taken from the book of the Romans, the epistle of Paul, from the 17th to the 32nd. Here it's called. It said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, that it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath shewed it unto them. For the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are accused. Because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but because vain is their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corrupted men, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things." Ah, my friend. "Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, though taught through the lust of their own heart, to dishonesty, to dishonor their own body before betraying themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the Creator more than the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the reprobate mind to do these things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, malicious, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, magnified, whispering, backbiting, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unrepentable unmercy, who know the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only are the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. My friends, I might say that it is so it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. My friends, today you still have an opportunity to give your heart to God. You do not have much time. Give your heart to the Master. He's waiting there for you. He'll save your soul. He'll make you whole. He'll pick you up and turn you around. There it was. All these abominable things. Man. See, likewise, woman, they change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one against another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. Our beloved, look at the day today. So it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So it was. And my God said, I will burn, I will rain fire if you fail. But my friends, these are the worship of Satan. My friends, if you are guilty of these behavior, if you are guilty of these behavior, change. I come to you today to plead with you to admonish you to pray with you, knowing that my God is able. It's matter not the state of sin that you are in. Because he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Doesn't matter how dirty you are. It doesn't matter how filthy you feel. It doesn't matter how ungodly you feel. But if you turn from your wicked ways and turn to God, his high standing with an outstretched hand, saying, whosoever will, let him come. If you are liars, you come. If you are drunkard, you come. You beggar, you come. You are rich, you come. You are high, you come. You are low, you come. Hungry, comes. Weary, sick, and sad, you come. Come to Jesus. His outstretched arms bidding you come. The all things are ready. the table is spread. The feast of the Lord is going on. You'll drink from the fountain that never run dry. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.